Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Steaks in the Six podcast. Here are your co-hosts, Andrew Forbes, Peter Barachini, and Alex Hopson.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the very first episode of Steaks in the Six Quick Shifts. I'm your host, Andrew Forbes. Something a little new we're going to try here for a little while, where we're going to touch on some of the biggest headlines for the Maple Leafs midweek. Since we can't get a full episode out to you guys, we want to make sure we stay loyal to our listeners the same way you have stayed loyal to us. Obviously, this show is still brought to you by the fine folks at the Indie Ale House in Toronto, as well as part of the Hockey Podcast Network family. Just quick rundown of what's been going on lately with the Maple Leafs. New additions to the coaching staff. Now, Guy Boucher, former head coach, last coached with the Senators in 2018-19. He'll be joining the bench alongside Sheldon Keefe. And with him comes Mike Van Ryan, a former Maple Leaf player, last played in the NHL in 2008-2009 with those same Leafs. He had 11 points in 27 games that year. He might most famously be known for when he got hit through the glass against Florida. That's one you want to check out on YouTube at some point as well. But it's a couple of additions there. As mentioned, he'll join the Maple Leafs bench alongside Boucher and Dean Chynoweth, Manny Malhotra, and goaltending coach Curtis Sanford. So those additions will join the Leafs, obviously, for this upcoming season. On top of that, if you're staying in touch with Ilya Samsonov, they did go to arbitration with the Maple Leafs. The two sides were about $2.5 million apart going into the arbitration deal. Still, you know, we'll have to see what comes of that. But that means that Ilya Samsonov will only be able to sign a one-year deal with the Maple Leafs. So, Aktyamov, Peksa, they're all waiting in the wings. Same with Dennis Hildeby. So a lot of goaltending prospects in the Maple Leafs pipeline. So what does this mean for the Maple Leafs if Samsonov only signs a one-year deal? And what does it mean salary-wise? Obviously, you know, the Leafs are waiting for the other ball to drop in Matt Murray. What's going to happen with him? Are we talking LTIR? Are we talking maybe a buyout? A lot of questions right now for the Leafs when it comes to the cap and goaltending. Finally, before we close it out here, Erik Karlsson admitted after receiving the golden puck as Sweden's top hockey player, had been in talks with the Maple Leafs, the Penguins, the Kraken, and the Hurricanes. So what does it mean that he was in talks with the Maple Leafs? When he was asked about it, all he said was, "I just wanted the best chance to get to the best team." So big question mark there. Obviously, the Leafs would have to talk cap again. You'd likely see some names leave. Is Nylander one of those? I know last episode we kind of bashed Howard Berger for his take on the Leafs having to trade Riley and Nylander. I don't think Riley's gone, but could Nylander be the guy that goes back to San Jose? That's the big question mark right now. But other than that, make sure you tune in weekly. As we continue to push forward in this dull off season, the dog days of summer ahead of us. Before we head here, just a quick note from our sponsors at DraftKings. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. Bet just $5 to score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. In West Virginia, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuing.
One boost per eligible game, opt-in required. Max bet $50, 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposits restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/baseball term.
So as mentioned, make sure you follow us on all of our streaming platforms. This will hit our streaming platforms as well for podcast listeners. On top of that, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow any of the guys on Twitter as well. We're always active on there and love to talk hockey. Make sure you get questions in as we continue to push forward with some new content. Until next time, folks, stay tuned. We'll be talking lots of hockey. That's it for Sticks in the Six.